The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Pat Kenny Show, it's Anton in for Pat. Millions of Americans will have tuned in last night to watch the first presidential debate of 2024. In a moment, I'm going to speak to Terry Sheridan, who's managing editor of WSHU Public Radio New York, to get his analysis of how the debate went. Before that, let's give you a bit of a sample of the kind of issues and performances that characterized last night's effort. We begin with the issue of January 6th. When asked about his role in the storming of the Capitol, President Trump doubled down on his contention that the judicial system was being weaponized.
What do you say to voters who believe that you violated that oath through your actions and inaction on January 6th and worry that you'll do it again?
Well, I don't think too many believe that. And let me tell you about January 6th. On January 6th, we had a great border. Nobody coming through, very few. On January 6th, we were energy independent. On January 6th, we had the lowest taxes ever. We had the lowest regulations ever. On January 6th, we were respected all over the world. All over the world, we were respected. And then he comes in, and we're now left at. We're like a bunch of stupid people. What happened to the United States' reputation under this man's leadership is horrible, including weaponization, which I'm sure at some point you'll be talking about, where he goes after his political opponent because he can't beat him fair and square.
One of Biden's stronger moments in what is being widely regarded as a disaster was when he questioned Trump's morals and his conduct in relation to Stormy Daniels.
The crimes that you are still charged with, and think of all the civil penalties you have. How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, for doing a whole range of things, of having sex with a porn star on the night while your wife was pregnant? I mean, what are you talking about? You have the morals of an alley cat.
Good night, sir.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
And the two had a somewhat farcical discussion then about their golf games.
I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. But by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8?
Never.
But I have, you know how many? I've
seen you swing. I know you swing.
Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio New York, is with us. The end result of this, Terry, is much of the analysis, when you look at the sort of consensus view, is that Biden's performance last night, on which a fair degree hinged in terms of his campaign, is one of the worst debate performances that any sitting president, in fact, any presidential candidate, has given on television.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely right. I mean, there's really no comparison. 1984, there was a little bit with President Reagan, who came out slow and appeared to be confused on several issues. But no, this was definitely the worst performance by anybody in a presidential debate, whether they were the incumbent or whether they were the challenger.
Now, there was a question in advance of this as to how much there was an available floating vote. But the question people will now have to be asking is whether or not Joe Biden is compos mentis to a degree that he can handle the presidency, because there were moments where he couldn't land on specifics. There were moments where he became completely confused. There were moments where he became incoherent. That will have to influence voters.
Oh, that absolutely. I mean, everything that he set out to do in this debate, whether that was to prove that he was still, you know, strong, he was still viable, he was still had the potential to be a good leader, went down the tubes. And it went down the tubes from the opening statement. You know, again, he says he has a cold. He had the raspy voice. The split screen of the debate when Donald Trump was talking wasn't kind to Joe Biden in any way, shape, or form. He did appear to be, you know, a doddering old man. And what his goal was to show that he was vibrant. That didn't happen.
I remember back when Ronald Reagan had the issue of, although younger than both candidates currently in the election, he had the issue of age. And he had that great line of, age is an issue in this election. I won't make age an issue. I won't capitalize on my opponent's youth and inexperience. And with that, it was off the table. The issue of age is now more on the table than it has ever been in this election.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, when you could, Donald Trump is 3 years younger than Joe Biden. Now, we're not getting into what Donald Trump actually said, the lies, the misdirections. He appeared to be vibrant. Joe Biden did not. Joe Biden appeared to be confused at times, as you said. He didn't come out strong. Yes, he had a few strong moments, but he didn't really take on Trump in a forceful way that his campaign and the Democrats were hoping for.
We were speaking earlier on to Alistair Campbell, the former director of communications in the Tony Blair administration in the UK, and he was saying that in his view, it has got to the point now where the Democrats would have to be considering, do they need to change their candidate on the ticket? Is that a possibility?
Who knows? But that is something that this morning on social media, in the news, the papers, the TV, Democrats are panicking. They are looking to see what their options are. It might be a Richard Nixon moment when leaders of the party go to the White House and say, you have to stand down. It might be Mrs. Biden telling Joe Biden it's time to go and has to do now. I mean, again, there's a little over maybe 6 weeks until the Democratic convention. He has won the nomination. He's not the official nominee, but he has the delegates to capture the nomination on the first ballot. It would be up to him to say that he is not going to accept the nomination. A drastic move, one that really no one thinks is going to happen, is he could resign as president now to give Kamala Harris a leg up, but that still would not make her the automatic nominee of the party. For the Democrats, this is uncharted territory. How are they going to get a new candidate in place in less than 6 weeks?
And it is the ultimate appalling vista, because even if they do get a new candidate, one assumes that what Trump and the Republicans would be able to say is, look, even the Democrats didn't want Joe Biden as candidate, and they have picked some random second-class citizen no-hoper to stand against me, and what we get is a landslide for the Republicans.
That one, it all depends who they nominate. For instance, if they go for California Governor Gavin Newsom, if they go for Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, both very vibrant, very personable, and also very strong candidates, that could take away that argument. If they go for someone a little bit older from the Senate, like Sherrod Brown, that could be a valid argument. But I think the longer this goes on up until the nomination, the more that would give the Trump campaign the ammunition that you just said.
Is there anything that Biden and the campaign can do to put this back together before the convention?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I don't think people, whether they were in the party, whether they were journalists, whether they were American citizens, were actually prepared, you know, or Democrats, I should say, were prepared for what they saw last night. It was not a performance. It was a performance that was shocking. As you know, I was going through watching the debate and then, you know, keeping my eye on X. It was just the comments from Democrats. You know, this is the first time I've seen panic. You know, there was always concern. And when I would come on and talk with Pat, yes, there was always concern. But this time, this is true panic in the Democratic Party.
You got the sense, Terry, watching it, that even Donald Trump was surprised, because there were a number of times where you thought he would exploit the incoherence in front of him. And he almost seemed like the door was too far open for him to even know what to do with it. It was only once or twice that he lampooned what Joe Biden had said. You'd imagine if there's a second performance between the two of them that he will go for the jugular.
Yes. Now, that's not going to be, if it is Joe Biden, that is not going to happen until September 10th. So we have the nominating conventions. We have the campaign in full swing. Yeah, I mean, I think Donald Trump, you know, as any candidate would, you see a wide open door of weakness, you go right through it. And you know that now this is going to be Donald Trump's talking point. It's not going to be defending himself against the charges of January 6th, any of the other criminal charges defending him or his convictions. It's going to be that Joe Biden is not able to be president.
And I suppose it answers that regularly, that almost cliched question, do presidential debates matter? Last night proved that this one definitely does.
Absolutely, because again, now on the one, yes, Absolutely, because of the performance. Did they talk about any issues of substance in any coherent way? No. I mean, it was all about personality. But yes, the contrast between the two candidates, I guess that you would have to go back to the very first one in 1960 between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, where Kennedy looked good. And people thought, who are watching TV, thought that he won the debate. People who were listening to the debate on radio thought that Richard Nixon won the debate. It was just that appearance, the juxtaposition of a good-looking young man and then a man who was not that much older than JFK, who looked old and haggard and uncomfortable.
Although, Terry, that one has been for decades the epitome of disastrous televised presidential debate experience. I think probably every Democrat in America would have taken Nixon's performance over Joe Biden's last night.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Nixon, back in 1960, Nixon, I mean, the whole society has changed. But that debate, they really talked about issues and they talked about their differences. And it was a true debate. And actually, Nixon's policies is not too far away from what the Democrats' policies are now. But absolutely, they would have taken that one if a little bit of sweat, you know, running down the face, or, you know, a little bit of shakiness standing on the feet. But absolutely, they would take Nixon's performance over Joe Biden's last night.
Terry, thank you very much. That is Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio in New York. We'll get the cash machine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.